This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 13, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Some rain today, temperatures in the mid-50s, and it will be windy. The Salem News is reporting that although Peabody was recently rejected by the school building authority to build a new high school, the city is not giving up on the school project. Peabody High School was placed on warning status over facilities in a recent accreditation report. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt explains what might be next for the high school.
We weren't able to get on board this year, but we're hoping in the next couple of years that we'll be approved and we can start that process. And we're hoping, and I'm not sure if it's going to be a brand new, completely brand new high school. There might be some elements to the school that we can keep and modernize, but it's definitely significant work that needs to be done at that high school. And with the new middle school and then hopefully a new high school in a few years, I really think that our educational system is going to be set up nicely.
That's Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt. This month marks the first year in office for Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Through his leadership and Lynn's legislative delegation, he is hoping that the Lynn commuter water ferry to Boston can resume service at some point this year.
Senator Crighton and the legislative delegation were able to obtain some money to help restart that, and we're very optimistic that that will be up and running. We think with the coming closure of the summer tunnel that we need to give our residents more options to be able to get into Boston, and so we think this is an important step for mitigation there, so that's what we're excited about.
The mayor's entire interview this week can be found on our website. Newburyport Select Board member Geraldine Heavey will not be running for re-election this spring. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that Heavey expressed to them she is not happy with the direction that the board is going. Today we're featuring Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon's weekly city update. The video can be found by scrolling down below on the North Shore Today post. Beverly's Human Rights Committee will host a Dr. Martin Luther King Remembrance event Monday at the Beverly Middle School. The event starts at 9 and will include Senator Joan Lovely and State Representative Jerry Parasella. And this week we've been featuring Dan Bauer on our news podcast. The Marblehead High School principal was selected this week to be the next school superintendent in Danvers. Why Danvers for Dan Bauer?
And I say, well, quite frankly, it's a community that values education. They value what's happening with their children. It's a community that has high expectations, and that's where I want to be, in a community with high expectations. The other part, too, that I think is very important is that if you look at my background, you know, I'm very loyal, and I'm hardworking, and I'm one that I haven't moved around many positions, right? I've been in three schools in 22 years of public education, right? So I'm not looking for a stepping stone. I'm looking to be involved in the community, provide a level of leadership at the superintendent level, but also be able to take, I think, my people skills and steady leadership that can guide through tough times, celebrate success, but also using my sound judgment that I've developed, not only through my 17 years of educational experience, but through my entire leadership background. Because I think that's important as the role of a superintendent, to provide that piece, to provide that so your great team that you have that's doing great things can do even more work.
Bauer's comments are from last week's school committee interview. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Nets last night in Brooklyn 109-98. Marcus Smart with a double-double. 16 points, 10 assists. The Celtics play in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. Well, Seattle came into the Garden last night to face the Bruins and dealt out a 3-0 Kraken. Bees coach Jim Montgomery on being shut out at home.
I thought their speed defensively gave us a lot of problems, like on the forecheck, in the neutral zone, especially in the D zone. We were kind of one and done in the offensive zone, and I think that was a credit to how fast they played defensively.
The Bees host Toronto tomorrow night. In boys basketball last night, Salem High topped Salem Academy 54-46. The Witches will host Danvers tonight. Last night in boys hockey, Pentucket over Hamilton won them 7-2. And congratulations to Linfield boys hockey coach John Gardner, picking up his 100th career coaching win this week with his team's 9-3 win over North Reading.
It definitely was a special night for me, Jay, all the coaches, and the entire program. Very, very special night indeed.
Next up for the Pioneers, a road game tomorrow night at Groton Dunstable. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, wishing you a very happy Friday the 13th, and have a great weekend, everybody. This is North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.